Standing this, visit Mr. Eastman, the very last thing on Saturday afternoon and the tail end of this week, this Saturday, the 11th of May, 74. Channel 2, right around 800, and the end of the short visit with Mr. Eastman at the tail end of this week, Saturday, the 11th of May, 74. Channel 2, right. Around 800, and the tail end of the visit with Mr. Eastman, this tail end of the week, this Saturday, 11th, May 74.
It's dark in here. I had a glass of tea for you for 2 hours.
They run us in. They didn't say much to me, but that, the other fella.
Yeah?
Geez, I think it cost him $20.
Woo!
And of all the damn charges that they had.
Yeah?
From that, you know, was,
All right.
Endangering the lives of children on the side of the road, and there wasn't a kid in 10 miles.
You were supposed to have a chain. My gosh.
What the hell'd you do? Go and lay down on me.
And you have to have those ladders tied. Well, I didn't know that. I thought if they were hooked over those side things, they were all right.
They ain't. They got to be drug tight. Up there, anyway. I don't know what the law is here.
And what would they get you for?
Why, endangering the lives of children and everything else along the side of the road, and drawing loose lumber. They claimed the lumber was loose in there because we had a rope over it. You're supposed to have a chain and have one of them chain tighteners on it.
And you had these big logs.
Huh?
You had logs on it.
No, pieces of board.
Oh, board.
Well, it was 2x8s and 2x4s and 2x6s and 2x12s. We went up there and we got about all of our rough lumber up there out of that old 10-cent store. And boy, that was good lumber.
You'd like to have a little of it now.
We got enough of it to build a double house out of there, and we wasn't only about 1 in 50 that was getting it.
What is that, Mr. Eastman?
Huh?
What is that? The old 10-cent store?
Yeah, they tore it down up in Syracuse and built a new one. The old one was wood.
Yeah.
They tore that down and put up one out of steel and cement.
Yeah. And it had so much lumber in it?
Oh, geez, it had a pile of it. We bought a lot of that ceiling up there. See, the ceiling joists, they were 2x12s. Most of them were 28 feet long.
God.
And not in there. If you found one as big as a lead pencil, you were doing good. Geez, it was just about all clear stuff. And we took them 2x12s. If you wanted a 2x6, you cut it right in two in the middle and made two. If you wanted a 2x4, you took off a 2x4 and you had a 2x8 left, or you could take the 2x8 and cut it in two and make 3 2x4s. It was the handiest, you know, way to get that.
You in? No telling where that stuff come from.
Huh?
And everybody was coming in there. Huh?
It went out of there just about as fast as they could tear it out.
Oh, did it? They're waiting for it.
Yeah.
They didn't charge you much for it either.
$30 a thousand.
Yeah.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
With all the nails in it.
Well, they throw the nails in.
Yeah.
They didn't charge you for
they
that.
They didn't charge
them. Nope, they didn't charge for them.
Now this thing here, Mr. Eaton.
That's what they call a J-band.
That's a J-band in the sink.
Yep. Part of the sink trap.
Part of the trap.
Your water comes down into that and goes up here and comes up and you got another crook.
And you don't know how that dent got in there.
Nope.
Because it's back under the cabinet.
Looks as though somebody pounded it. That was on the back side. This was the front side as you looked at it.
This one? Oh, they pounded it, getting it back up there.
I don't know whether they pounded it, getting it back up there, or
they
whether
they took it off and didn't know
it
how.
Might, you know, them colored help.
Yeah.
It might have got plugged up, you know, and they just took and pounded something on the bottom, thinking they could loosen it.
Yeah, yeah. And Johnny Bomber said the price had already gone up on them.
Yeah.
Golly.
This morning, Faye.
This morning?
Yeah.
You get everything at Johnny Palmer's?
No. When I want something in a hurry, I go down there and get it. He's cheaper than they are there at a McIntosh. Now, there's Mark $2.39 on the carton down there, and he charged me $2.50.
You mean $2.39 for that thing?
Yeah, he charged me $2.50.
Well, what in the world would the sink cost you? That cost $2 a half. Ooh.
Well, the whole drink. Look out, you tipped the water over there or something. Oh, I guess there wasn't no water in it.
Yeah, it might as well
be. She said, I spilt the water.
But the whole outfit.
Well, the whole outfit cost you about $5. And we used to think we were getting a hell of a price, and we got $2.50 for the whole thing.
Yes.
You ever buy anything for Johnny Palmer down at Scotty's?
Oh, I buy stuff down at Scotty's. Besco.
What is Besco? I don't know that.
Electric. They're wholesale electrics, right across the road from Scotty's.
Oh, it is.
But it doesn't pay you to go all the way down there if you just need a little something.
Yeah, if you get a little something down John's way.
Mr. Eastman, there's huge supply up here. That's electrical. And they are so slow, you can just take half a day when you go in there just to get waiting on.
Where is that?
In Gainesville.
Huh?
In Gainesville, huge supply.
Yeah, I know.
South Maine.
I was in there just once. Got some stuff, and Jesus, I was...
Once is enough. Now, they're not like that at Besco's.
Now, Jesus, I go to Besco's down there, and they all know me down there. I bought quite a lot of stuff down there. And I go in down there, good morning, Mr. Eastman, how are you today? You know, it makes you feel a lot better than it does to go in and there's somebody coming in and just look at Chin Guan.
Yeah.
I know how that is. I traded a grocery store like that, too.
And Scotty's down there. Some of them in Scotty's there. They speak to you and call you by name, you know. But and some of them there won't. They got a colored fellow in there that, Jesus, I don't know. He... He elevated the beat all when he got in there, you know.
Oh, yeah. Is this the night for the auction?
Yeah.
Wonder what they'll have tonight.
Jesus, I don't know.
I'd love to have one of those ladies' watches, wristwatches, Mr. Eastman.
Have what?
One of those ladies' wristwatches you bought for your
wife. Yeah. I don't know whether they'll have any of them down there tonight or not.
No, you know they won't. They've already had them.
Well, once before they had a bunch of watches in there.
I'd like to have a watch I can see.
Yeah?
See, this little thing here, you know, you've got to be in pretty good light.
Yeah?
Before you can see it.
Well, I had one that had the luminous hands on it there, dial.
Say, I think, Mr. Eastman, let me see now. When you gonna write that book? On Sundays?
When what?
When you gonna write that book? On Sundays?
Write the book?
What you have to say?
I'd have to, I guess. There's four jobs down there waiting for me down there. Nell that wanted me this afternoon.
Yeah.
And one trailer down there got to have a hot water heater put in. They wanted it in for Mother's Day because the woman, her family was coming for spend Mother's Day with them. Jesus, I told them I couldn't get to it. If they'd have got it when I took the old one out, why, it'd have been different, don't you know? If they'd have got it, why, I wasn't so pushed, but I got to go down to Barnard's. His water pump down there has got something the matter with it. I told him I'd take care of that tonight.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Eastman, you'd have to put Barnard in your book.
Put Barnard? No.
Huh?
No, Barnard's a pretty good guy.
Well, I say, though, you'd have to put him in your book.
Oh, yeah.
You could remember a lot of it.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about keeping Mr. Hargis in business. You kept old Barnard in business there. How long did you keep him in business, Mr. Eastman?
Well, I kept Hargis going probably 10, 12 years.
Yes. And he didn't have to put in those big old septic tank drains he was in.
No, Jesus, I kept putting in barrels in there.
55-gallon drum.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't any rule against it then, was he?
Not so much, no.
Nobody.
And after he... After it was sold to Williams, you know, Williams and his nephew there. They say Frank Williams is in on it, too. Jesus, Frank catched me down there in the wind store, and boy, he gave me hell in there for putting them damn drums in there instead of putting in a big septic tank. Well, I said, Hargett didn't have the money to keep putting in big septic tanks, so I said, I put them oil drums in, and I kept him going.
You told him that? Well, how'd he get a hold of you, Mr. Eastman?
Hargett?
No, William.
Oh, he catched me in the store down there, you know. And
well, why would he take it out on you?
Well, I don't know. He thought that I was to blame for keeping Hargett from putting in a big septic tank.
Oh, he thought it was your idea.
Yeah.
And Hargett couldn't leave. He didn't have the money to do all that.
No. You see, what raised the hob with Hargett? He bought that place, and he was having a hard time trying to pay for it. He had a place up north, and he sold that, and he supposed he was going to get the money for it. Well, he didn't get the money for it, and he was having a hard time getting the money for that, and that was holding him back down here.
Yeah.
And they got pushing him down here on something. I don't know just what. So Hargett thought he'd have an auction and sell it and sell the stuff, see, and clean up. Well, Jesus, they put on the auction and they didn't sell it.
Oh.
See, and he had, and the auctioneer come back onto him for commission for selling it. And Jesus, they come back onto Hargett, and Hargett had to pay that commission. And it put Hargett just about under.
And he didn't even sell it.
No. But that's the way them auctioneers are. And especially them land dealers, you know.
Yeah.
You get involved with them, and geez, I know there was some up north up there. There was a fellow had a big farm. And the contract called for him to sell the stock and tools and that stuff and the farm at an auction, see? Well, this fella and this auctioneer, just the same as bought the stuff, see? He bought the whole thing. And then he was going to sell it. And after the sale, well, he'd pay the fella for the whole thing, see? Well, Jesus, the farm wasn't sold. And then the fine print down there in the bottom of the contract, it said if the real estate didn't bring what it was supposed to bring, it reverted back to the farmer owner.
Oh.
Well, Jesus, he goes on, you know, and he goes on and he sells that livestock and well, they probably had 100 and some odd cows, maybe 150 cows, and the tractors and all of that stuff. It was a big farm, 500 acres. Well, Jesus, they come on at night, and the damn auctioneer takes some money and skidoos with it. Well, this fellow didn't have this fellow that owned it up there. You see, he didn't have nothing.
All he had was the ground.
Yeah, well, Jesus, they had a devil of a time in the court over that deal.
What,
When they got around, the auctioneer had the money, and this other fella couldn't get it. They claimed that the place was worth so much that he was paying so much for the place, and it didn't bring that, so that they took that much out of what the cows brought and the stuff, you know, and to make back onto it, and it reverted back onto this other fellow, and well, they had one hell of a time over it.
But the auctioneer come out ahead.
He came out financially ahead, but Jesus, now I'm telling you that there was a lot of places that he could have got to sell that he didn't get, because that got noised right around and just what there was to it, and it hurt him to beat all.
And then Hargett got caught in the same
thing. Hargett got caught in just about the same deal.
Oh, I see what you mean.
See?
Yeah.
Well, that was way back in the beginning, where he was going to sell it off and just get out of business.
Yeah. If it hadn't been for the road coming through down there, Hargett got a darn good thing out of the road, you know, when the road come through down there.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yes, he had a little damn 10 by 10 or 12 by 12 gas station down there, you know. And he was selling a lot of gas. And he come down on he sold the gas at a little bit of discount, you know, so to make a big volume. Boy, I'm telling you, that paid off. And there was a lot of pine trees on that. I think there was about 40 pine trees up there, good, nice, big ones, you know. And Jesus, he went after him, you know, and they had to pay him for them pine trees, too. There was a lot of people didn't understand They're selling the real estate to the road. You see, when you sell, they just tell you how much they'll give you an acre for it, but that's it. But when they come on, and if you know your business, and come on there and make them pay for the trees and one thing and another, you know, like that, you see, well, geez, the Hargett came out pretty good on that.
So he was, but that, was that pretty early?
Well, no, he held off a little bit on selling the land to him, you know.
Yeah. Well, how long had he been here when that happened?
Oh, let me see. I think the road went through in 61.
Oh, that late?
61 or 62.
Well, he'd been here a good while by then.
Yeah, he'd been here quite a while.
And he is having a hard time making it. Yes.
Nan was working, you know. She was working for the county and the county welfare department. She'd be pretty good through the week. Saturday and Sunday, she'd be drunker than the Lord. Well, I've seen her when she sat in a chair, and gee, she could just keep her balance in the chair, and that was all. And she tried to get up and fell flat on her pancake right on the dirt. And old Charlie says to me, Saturdays and Sundays, he says, Nan ain't my wife.
He had it pretty bad. But he didn't drink much.
Oh, he didn't. I don't think he drank at all. She got drinking in college.
Oh, she did that all her life.
Her folks had a lot of money. Yeah. Up there in Georgia. I don't know. She went to 3-4 different universities there and got degrees.
Good Lord.
Yeah, she was well educated, but she it didn't do her any good when they get drinking like that.
And all the time you knew her, she was like that. But that was a nice place, Mr. Eastman.
Yeah.
He made money in time. Eventually.
I helped him move that place back, you know. We had to move it back down the road, down the hill there. See, it was, it set right up there, pretty near where the road is.
Yeah.
We moved that back down there, and it had just an old screened-in porch on the front. And I took and built that porch on the front and put all them windows in it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I know that.
And I went down... Hargett and I went down to the lumber yard down there to see about getting the windows for it. And Hargett, I had a slip for Hargett there of what size windows to get. See, it would just go in there. And we took and had it all figured out. Went down there and told the fellow what we wanted, and he said, well, how big a place you got? Hargett told him, the windows. He sat down there and he figured and figured. And finally, he looked up at me and he said, God, he said, you figured these things before, ain't you? Well, I said, yes, I think so. I said, I've been in the building business all my life. And geez, he said, if I'd known that, I wouldn't have done all that figuring. So we got our windows and come back up with them and put them in.
And they fit.
Yep.
But now, you don't have any business up there now with this new owner.
Business up where?
Hargett's.
No, I don't do anything up there. I haven't had to do anything. I ain't been in there to do anything only for that. There's two old maids that live back there in a trailer. And every once in a while, I have to go back there and do something for them in the trailer. But.
Yeah. Well, has he got men that can keep it going with him?
Well, his nephew there is, keeps it going some way. He and Williams together.
Yeah, some way.
Mr. Eastman, you just know too many things. You ought to put some of these things in a book.
Yeah.
You really ought to.
Yeah, I know I had.
You just don't have time, do you?
No.
All of your life, everything you've done has been interesting.
I used to have some great stories to tell about the milk business. I used to get in some of the darndest messes of that.
Yeah.
I never got pinched in the milk strike, but I used to have to go and get the boys out of jail.
Yeah. Jeez. They got pinched.
We had some of them boys that they'd rather get in some mix up and get pinched and get in jail than they would sit down and eat a good meal of victuals.
Oh, they liked it.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they liked
it. I never heard of that.
Oh, they liked getting pinched.
Yeah.
They knew I'd come and get them out.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Eastman, this great big fella who was a wrestler, he's the one that...
Yeah, Jesus, he swung me right around, my damn feet going right around the electric lights up there. And Jesus, I couldn't get him down to save my soul. It's just like taking a piece of rope, you know, and tying a knot in the end of it and swinging it around like that, you know. Yeah.
But he was pretty good, too, in the picket line.
Oh, Jesus, he was a mean.
He'd bait
him. The fella hit him over the head with a pickaxe handle one day. And of course, I guess the pickaxe handle wasn't too good because it broke. Jesus, he turned around and he said, "Did you mean that?" And the fella says, "Yes." And boy, I got no, I'm telling you, he mauled the daylights out of that guy. Jesus, how he did pound him up. If they hadn't stopped him, I guess he'd have killed him.
Yeah. Just kept punching on him.
Oh, geez, he was punching him.
Well, he was just too... There's just too much of him, Mr. Eastman.
He was a corker.
And he was great big.
Huh?
Was he great big?
Why, he wasn't any taller than I am, but he was broad, you know.
Oh.
And thick neck.
And a short, thick neck. Jeez, boy, he was a regular scrapper.
Yeah.
And Polish fella.
And he could pick you up?
Huh?
Could he pick you up?
Oh, Jesus, he just grabbed a hold of me, you know, swung me right around just so I was nothing.
That was at the dance.
Huh?
That was at a dance.
Yeah.
Well, now, would you put them dances in, too?
Huh? Did he what?
Would you put the dances in on that?
Oh, yeah, Jesus, they were having a heck of a time dancing there, you know. And come on and swing your partners, and he jumped. He was dancing on another set over there. And he jumped right straight over there and grabbed a hold of me, you know. And he swung me around about the second time that it come around, you know. God, I was right up in the air. And they was all hollering and yelling to beat him.
Well, you'd have to put your dancing, all your dance. You did a lot of dancing, Mr. Eastman.
Yeah.
You'd have to put some of that in your book.
Yeah. Long about the time that I was married, boy, I could cut it down on the dance floor.
That was about 1922?
Oh, well, I got married in 1919.
Oh, you did? Just as soon as you got out of school?
Pretty near it.
Golly. You started young, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why, Helen, when was it? You had all those grown children when you were in the middle 30s. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. In the Milk War. What was it we were talking about? How old was his children? They was grown.
Yeah, almost grown. Uh-huh.
Well, I got two. The girl was born in 26 and the boy was born in 21.
Yeah.
And you like to dance?
Just before I was married, you know, my wife and I would be going. We took dancing lessons down to Oneida, and there was a girl that lived. I think she lived in Durhamville, about 3 miles out of Oneida. And she'd come up there to dance, taking dancing lessons too. And boy, I'm telling you that she and I could really hoe it down. God, she was a good dancer. She'd get just about half drunk, and boy, I'm telling you, she could dance.
Is that right?
Jeez, I'd dance a dance or two with her, and my wife would be so damn mad.
You didn't drink when you danced.
I never drank.
You never did?
Huh?
You never did?
No, I would. Well, I was building a cabin up in the woods for a fellow in town there, and this fellow that was helping me, working for me, he was quite a drinker. Well, the fellow that we were building it for run the garage, and he come up, and he was quite a drinker too. And he come up there to where we was working, and we were working on the roof, and he brought up onto the roof a couple of glasses of ice cubes and fluff water in it, you know. And Jesus, that did taste good. That's right, I had it down. About 15 minutes, my goddamn toes began to go just like that, you know. And I said to Floyd, I said, what the hell did you call that he brought up for us to drink? I said, Jesus, that wasn't just ice water. He laughed. He said, no, that's what they call a gin buck. Of course, we were thirstier than the old Harry, and it was hot in the middle of the summer up
there.
And
you drank it down.
Huh?
You drank her down.
Yeah.
And it hit you.
Huh?
And it hit you.
Yeah, it hit you.
Miss Eastman, do you remember that thing you wrote and sent to the Ocala paper? About a dream you had.
No, I didn't put it in there. They wouldn't write it. They wouldn't print it.
You let me read that.
Yeah, but they wouldn't print it down there.
That was good.
Yeah, they wouldn't print it.
Have you still got it?
Yeah.
Well, let's send it off somewhere else.
They was, I showed that to a preacher, and he wanted me to send it to,
Billy Graham.
No, that other fella. What's that other big evangelist there?
Who else is it saying?
Can't think.
Huh?
I can't think.
Jeez, I can't think what his name is either. He's on the radio, television a lot.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, I think I can't call his name. I know who you mean.
Yeah. But you didn't send it? You still got it?
Robert.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Eastman, if it don't work in that form, you can put it in some other form.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ought to get printed.
You can put it in, if you write a book, you can put it in your own book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You haven't had any recent experience with the lawyers.
No, I don't want it. I'm going to have a little experience down there pretty damn quick, I guess. I wired up the post office down there, you know, for the further, the south end of it. I wired it up for to put that club in there.
Well, yeah, yeah.
They didn't stay, you see. And the fellow that owns the building, he refused to pay the wiring bill.
Oh.
So, the head guy is down there that got me to do the wiring while he's holding the bag, see?
Yeah.
And he claimed that Ritten told him to go ahead and get it done. Well, Ritten paid me some on it, see? Well, when he paid me some on it, well, that makes him own up that he owes the bill, don't you see? Makes him acknowledge the bill.
Yeah.
So he can't get out of paying it as far as that goes. But I talked to him last night, and he wasn't going to pay a nickel. Well, then I said, we'll have to sue you, and it'll cost you a lot more than what the bill is. And he'd pay $1,000 to a lawyer before he'd pay the bill. Well, then I said, you'll pay the $1,000.
How much is the bill, Mr.
Huh?
How much do you owe you?
Well, the bill was $150 some odd dollars. And he said if I would knock off $22 and something for running electric stove wire, that he'd pay the bill. Well, then he fixed my lawnmower, and that was $29, left about $100 balance, see? And he says he won't pay that. He says them other fellas have got to pay it. He said if they'd stayed another month, Jesus, they were paying him $75 a month rent, see? And they paid him, the contract called for him to pay the first and the last month in the beginning. So they stayed the 2 months. Well, after the first month was up, they'd run along, oh, 5 or 6 days, and Jesus, he come after his second month's rent. And they said, well, hell, you've got it. No, that's the last month's rent. Well, he says, that's the second month's rent, too, because we ain't going to stay.
Well, Mr. Eastman.
So, that was that.
Well, what got into him, Mr. Eastman?
Huh? Well, he was so damn mean about everything down there, and anything that they wanted to fix, well, he'd give them hell for it. And Jesus, and they fixed that up in nice shape in there. They put paneling through on one side, and they painted it all the way through and fixed the ceiling. Some of the ceiling blocks was coming loose, and they took and nailed them up and fixed them up and painted it all the way through and got it look nice.
Well, he just an old son of God.
Yeah. Some of the neighbors down there said that they should have known better than try to deal with him anyway. That he was so miserable to the government that the post office ain't going to stay in there. See, they're going to build a new post office building somewhere.
Oh.
The post office don't want to stay there because he's so miserable to them. And he raised the rent and one thing or another. What's he going to do? Rain?
No, not a bit.
Did it? You didn't know about all that?
I didn't know him. I didn't know him at all. I never met the man until I went over there to try to collect it.
Yeah. Well, you didn't take the job from him.
No.
You took it from one of your friends.
Yeah. But they told me that he authorized them to go ahead and have it put in. Yeah. Now he won't pay for it. Oh, I don't know.
Well, now some of that is for material.
Yeah.
That you bought.
Yeah. Sure, I furnished the material to put in there.
Mr. Eastman, you know, I never have liked the idea of the carpenter, electrician furnishing the stuff.
Yeah.
You ought to get it on somebody else's account. If I did it, I'd get stuck.
Do you get stuck very often that way?
No.
I would. I would. I'd buy the stuff and put it in, and then they wouldn't pay me my wages or for the stuff either.
Yeah, well, Jesus, it's putting in that fast fire.
You're going to have to get some figures together. I have a doctor's appointment not on Monday. What if he couldn't come on Tuesday?
Oh, no, that is it. This evening, I just proved out I had enough. 6 days too much.
Well, I don't know when the heat has bothered me like it did yesterday. Jesus, it pretty near got me yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that was Friday.
Yeah.
Now, Thursday, you had a big day Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't help.
Well, Jesus, I do just like that every day.
Like Thursday? I know that might have steady.
But it was hot yesterday.
And it was hot.
And that's what we were afraid of. You'd get too hot down there this afternoon.
No. The heat wasn't bothering me today.
Yeah. You take that gas thing home with you.
I got it in the truck there. Right. I'm going to take it home and see what I can do with it.
Right.
That ought to have a single one on there, but geez, I used to have one of them, and what the devil I done with it, I don't know.
Yeah.
If I have a few minutes tomorrow, I might look around and see if I could find it.
Yeah. Or you'll have to have all new fitting, all different fittings, won't you?
Yeah.
Mr., you know what happened, Mr. Eastman? If you wrote a little book, you'd get in the newspaper, and then they'd start inviting you to all these clubs to make speech. That'd put you on the map. There's nothing like a book to put a fella on the map.
Yeah. Well, I used to be on the map when I was in the milk business.
Yeah.
I traveled New York State from end to end, putting on milk meetings.
Oh, really? Well, you kept the price of milk up, too. Yeah?
Yeah, we used to get it up a little.
Hey, we're going to have to keep after Mr. Eastman and get him to put on some of them things. Let me tell you what he could do. You see, he could write out some of them, and then he'd come up here and read it, and we could talk it over, and I could take it down. And he'd expand it, you see.
Yeah.
Because
put it on a tape, huh?
Well, if you talk it, it'll expand it. If you write it, it sort of condenses
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then you could look at it yourself.
Yeah. At least that's my experience. If I write it out in there on the typewriter, it pretty well condenses it.
You've got too much to say, Miss Eastman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You really ought to put it down.
You don't remember. You remember when that we were talking about that this morning, when that knuckle-headed priest was here with that young
yeah.
thing. Why, you know, you did all the talking. I got you in here so you could hear him talk. You know. Well, he got interested in what you said. You know.
Yeah.
And you know how long you all talked. You all must have talked an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Just rapid fire. You never let up.
Yeah.
And he was so interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a pretty good duck.
Yeah, he really was.
Woo.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll be seeing you.
All right.
Channel 2 right. And the end of this visit, Mr. Eastman, the very last thing on Saturday, the end of the week, this Saturday, the 11th of May, 74. Channel 2 right, around 800. And the very last thing this Saturday and this end of the week with Mr. Eastman, this Saturday, the 11th of May, 74.
I cooled it off quicker if it had them windows closed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I, you know, I was back in the back, and when you turned it on, boy, I could tell.
Yeah.
That's a good size one. Well, I never knew there was this much to hitching up a trailer. I never knew that there was this much to hitching up a thing.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot to it.
When they come in down there, do you help them hitch up sometimes?
They put in one there at Jacksonville. People come put one in. The inspector come up there and he looked at it and he says, nothing doing. I had to go to work and block it all up over.
Oh, what was the main thing that was wrong with it?
Well, the main thing was that they only had single blocks under there, and they got to be double under them big ones. And then they had a 16 by 16 block, 3 inches thick on the bottom, and you got to have them 24-inch square and 5 inches thick on the bottom. And I went down to Ocala, and geez, I couldn't buy any of them thick blocks. They said they were way behind on their orders making them.
Oh.
And I come back home, and I went and bought some cement and some gravel, and geez, I made them myself, and then had to cart them down there.
You made them yourself?
Yeah.
And they gave them just a certain number of days to get ready?
Yeah. They couldn't have no electricity till they get everything else hooked up. And that's the way they've got you, see. If you can't have any electricity, till you get everything else hooked up, you're going to get everything else hooked up in order to get the electricity.
Oh, yeah.
Guy must be going to church this afternoon.
He just took a shower.
He's getting all dolled up.
You just had to run a wire from that box down there to the air conditioner.
Yeah.
I see.
Go back shooting under the trailer there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good afternoon.
Now then, what are you going to do you're going to put a barrel in down there for septic tanks?
Yes, I'll put one in down there. Where would you put it?
Well, I'll tell you, let's go down and look and so as to see what you got to have to hook it up with there, and we'll see about getting some stuff to hook it up.
Okay. Oh, you haven't got that little 3-inch thing?
No, I never thought to bring it, see?
He said he might have to go down to Johnny's so he can get the thing to hook it up for you, then you could do that.
Well, let me tell you, before we get started, Mr. Eastman, sit down there just a minute. Before you go, I want to find out something from you. I've been wore out. I just haven't been worth a hoot. You just been flying around like a kite. I don't know, why don't you ever get tired?
Not too bad. The only thing that got me over Friday here when it was so hot and we were stringing
Thursday.
The letters. Thursday.
No,
Friday. Geez, that heat got me more that day than it had in a long time.
That slowed you down that
Friday. It was hot that day.
Well,
Well, you come back on Saturday ready to go, though.
Well, it was hot.
What these, did you get into another mess yesterday?
Yeah. Jesus, I had, the fella, you know, the water heater is up and under the cupboards in there, see? And his is right under the back there. Jesus, he tried to hook on another pipe and under there. And he twisted it up and under there, and it had a T on the top with a sweat copper fitting each way. And by twisting that, he broke that copper, or broke that sweat joint, see? So, Jesus, the water just squirted right out. Well, you know, and he bent that sharp piece in there. There were two T's in there with a piece of copper about 2 inches long in between. Well, he took and broke that all loose in there, so that we had to take that water heater out through the back, through the outside. There's a door on the back side there where you take it out, and I had to take it out, unconnect it all, and get it all out there so you could get in back there to sweat them joints back in together. And boy, I held my breath when we turned the water on. I'm afraid maybe it didn't get a good job, but geez, we did. Got it all back in, got it all good. That was in the morning. Well, then in the afternoon, I had another water heater, a new one to go in a trailer, down to Ranch Motel. I had to put a new water heater in down there.
Yeah. But no complications?
The old one there sprung a leak, and Jesus, boy, it run all over everywhere.
Yeah.
And that was a gas water heater. And I took the gas water heater out and put in an electric water heater.
That's a red-bellied.
And he
that's a woodpecker there.
Yeah, and he handsome?
Yeah, he's a dandy.
Look at that red head, Mr.
Look at that bill on him there, huh?
Ain't he big?
How'd you like to have a red head like that?
Yeah. There was a fellow up home had red hair, you know. And he was kidding me about being bald-headed.
Yeah.
Well, I said, geez, you know, when I was born, the Lord asked me about some red hair, and I said I'd rather not have any than have red hair. And geez, that fella got mad.
Oh,
he was a fella, and when he really got mad, it was a funny thing. He always had a red handkerchief in his pocket. And when he really got mad, he'd take that red handkerchief out and tie it around his head. Funniest thing that you ever seen in his life. And his wife says to me one day, I had noticed it, see. And she says to me, if you see Charlie with that red handkerchief around his head, she says, get away from him.
Well, at least he lets you know.
Well, now let me tell you, Miss Ethan. And that's what, and people got out of his way then.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a funny, funny thing. He'd have that red handkerchief around his head.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, Mr. Newman, did you ever see as much to do to hook up a self-respecting trailer as you've had out here?
Oh, yeah, they're all like. You got just about so much to do on all of them.
Well, I know. But everything turned out was a hitch to it. Now you take it ain't any trouble to hook on a little bottle of gas.
Yeah, no. No, they generally have a regular hookup on it there, see? But yeah. I finally got this hooked up all right.
Well, look at all the trouble you went to.
Yeah.
How'd you finally get it?
Yeah.
How'd you finally find it?
Well, I had a little quarter-inch flare adapter, see, and that just fits in there.
So you had one. So all you had to do was cut that off and put that on and flare it out again. Well, now that them locks
Are they going to work?
Yeah, no, I didn't try them.
You went in the door.
Yeah, the doors were shut.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, after you left Sandy, we went down there and both doors were locked tight.
Well, you see, by the blocking up on both ends of it, see, nothing in the middle, and the weight in the middle just sagged that just enough so that it bound them doors. So now when I've got it jacked up and it's perfectly level,
yeah,
I showed her that it's perfectly level there. And them doors, they work just like nothing now.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Eastman, I looked at the doors, and they looked like they were loose enough, all except right at the lock.
Right on the bottom. No, it wasn't the lock. It was right on the bottom down there.
Oh. We didn't try the bottom.
Oh, you mean down here?
Right down on the bottom down there. See, when that chipped up there a little bit, it made the door hit on the end.
Uh-huh.
I see. And there was no way, could I push that out?
No, when I jacked it up under the corner here, you see that raised it up, and then that let it loose on the corner.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many trailers, after they've set a while, they'll settle, the blocking will settle under them, the first thing you know, the doors won't operate.
Yeah.
Well, then the people, they'll holler and yell to beat the devil. Well, there ain't nothing to holler about. All I got to do is just jack that up a little bit right to the back of the door so that it'll loosen it up again.
But you didn't think about that Saturday afternoon, did we?
Well, I was going to jack it up, but I didn't think about the doors locking.
Yeah.
I was going to straighten it all up out there Saturday afternoon. Wasn't it Saturday afternoon? Yeah.
And I made you stop, so I'm the call.
Yeah.
Well, Faye said that you said that I had locked you out.
Yeah. Well, I thought that you had there for a minute.
And I didn't even have the key.
Yeah.
Lord, lots of things.
Well, now, did you turn on the stove?
Yeah.
It burns all right.
Yeah.
They're nice burners?
Huh?
They're nice burners.
Yeah.
We just danced the jig.
The oven there, the oven didn't want a light. I don't know why.
Good Lord.
But the rest of it there burned nice.
Well, you know those people didn't get along without an oven, Miss Eastman.
Well, a lot of them get along without an oven nowadays. They buy all their baked stuff.
The pipe could be stopped up, couldn't it?
Might be.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know whether lighting the stove there, whether the pilots lit or not. I didn't notice that, did you?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't see any pilot in the stove.
Huh?
I didn't see any pilot in the oven.
No, well,
you know, they tell me, well, the oven's supposed to have a pilot too.
Yeah.
And it won't light unless the pilot's on.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's the trouble. We didn't get. I started to open up back and under there to get to the pilot there, and she said they wasn't any need of working on it, so I let it go.
Well, I would too. Well, I'm going to tell you, Miss Eastman, you know, in this energy crisis that they was talking about, they was telling you all sorts of ways to save. Well, one thing they said was that the pilot light burned more than the cook stove burned.
Yeah.
And the gas companies knew that, but they just kept letting you burn with the pilot.
Yeah.
Well, there's no trouble to strike a match, and they don't cost much. And then, but everybody uses a pilot.
Yeah, it's quick and easy.
Well, that doubles the amount of gas they use.
Well, up over there to J.O. Cabins, Marie had me cut the pilots all off, you know, so make them use it match.
Oh, did she? Uh-huh. What was her reason?
Well, they used too much gas.
And she had to pay for it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did she furnish the matches?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to think of whatever, what all the other stuff that you had, Mr. Eastman. Them, let me tell you, them, we call them concrete blocks, but not many of them are concrete blocks. They're cinder blocks, and what's that stuff they make?
Lime rock blocks.
And there's a lot of difference between them and concrete.
Yeah, the lime rock blocks are not as strong as the concrete ones.
Well, where would you get concrete blocks?
Well, there's a place in Gainesville that makes them.
But you wouldn't get it at the hardware store? All they got is lime rock blocks? Cinder blocks? What are they called?
No, they ain't got no cinder blocks. Cinder blocks are different yet.
Are they any good?
Well, cinder blocks, we use millions of them up north there. Because they're light to handle.
Yeah.
The cinder block weighs 38 pounds and the cement block weighed 55.
20 pounds difference. Half again. Half again as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Looks like it'd be better to have a cement block under these things out, under this thing out here.
Well, I think them would be all right the way they are.
Yeah. Well,
at the inspection, if you're going to put them up for inspection, they got to have a 16-inch square, 4-inch block on the bottom. Then you put your cinder block or put your cement blocks on the top of them.
Well, is that the way they do?
That's the way they make them do. And them big trailers, they got to be doubled. See, you got to have two blocks. You put two blocks this way, and then you put two blocks this way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How do they tie them down, Mr. Eastman?
How do they tie them down?
Yeah.
Well, they have them things, you know, that screw right down on the ground, and then they have a strap that hooks into the top of that and goes right over the top and down the other side.
Well, the strap has to be built in?
No.
Well, where would you get that strap?
Oh, God, you can buy them. Johnny Palmer's got them. There's a lot of places, no cattle got them. They got them over to Spire Lumber Company.
You just buy a strap.
Yeah.
And it goes right over the trailer. That's a pretty long.
And then there's a thing that goes on the corner. It goes on the corner up there, see, that hits against this side and against the top, and then it's rounded. So that your strap don't cut into the top of your trailer.
Oh. Well, that's fairly elaborate, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. That's what they have to use.
And you've used them?
Yeah, I put them on.
Yeah. Well, now, on the new trailers, that strap's built in.
Some of them.
How do you know?
Well, on the bottom down there, you look across and under the bottom and you'll see them come down and they've got them wound up.
Oh. I see.
Right in a circle, right along and under them there.
But you didn't see any in this one?
No, there ain't none on this one.
It's too old? Gee whiz. Now you see, Faye, look in there. You see what you get into.
If Mr. Eastman had just been along with you when you looked at trailers.
You take a trailer like that, it ought to have three sets on there, one on the front, back, oh, 5 or 6 feet from the back, and then one on the back, about 5 or 6 feet from the back, and then one about in the middle.
Yeah. Three pairs.
Yeah, and you take them fellas that are in the business of setting up them trailers, you know. They got a thing that hooks onto a car battery, and they carry it right on their back, see, and it's just, they got them wires that go down to the battery, and they set the battery down here, and they put that thing on, and there's a thing comes down from it there, and they hook that anchor right into it there, you know, and this thing here spins that anchor right down into the ground.
How wide's the anchor?
Huh? It just spins them right down.
How wide is the anchor?
Oh, I think they're 6 inches.
Wouldn't think a battery would do that, Mr.
Yeah, these are batteries spinning right down in.
Yeah. Well, gee. Well, there's a lot of things that the inspectors can look for, isn't there?
Yeah.
Now, all these trailers that, down there at Hargis's court, are they tied down?
I know they're not. There might be some of them, but I know that the most of them aren't.
But all the new ones would be.
I think so.
They'd have to be.
Well, no. Geez, now I'm telling you, if there's new ones in down there that are not tied down.
Yeah. They charge you $100 for tying them down.
Pretty near it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me see. Mr. What about that electricity down there? Now, how does that... How is the air conditioner hooked up? Does that go through the circuit over there?
Yeah. You come down and I'll show you the gun.
I can take you right for it. Yeah. I'll get my
I She'll get things going. Tomorrow, what is
it? Me and you. You pretty good in adding?
Sure.
You want to check this?
Okay. Woo! I'll take your word for it, but you don't.
That's the first one. Now that paper there is one that I just paid old John down there for that sewer pipe. $9.41. That's what I just paid old John down there.
Yeah. Just that little old, what do you call that stuff? Plastic pipe?
It's ABS.
ABS?
Yeah.
Is that a little extra? A little extra? A little more than plastic pipe?
Well, I guess it's a little bit more than the plastic pipe, but it stands inspection, and then they're all using it. All these new houses they're building there, they ain't using that cast iron soil pipe anymore. They're using all that ABS pipe.
Yeah. Oh. Well, there's right smart saving then.
It goes together quicker.
I see. Yeah. Well, that other stuff, hell, they sell that by the foot, don't they?
Yeah.
$2 a foot.
Well, that ABS pipe there, John gave me a pretty good price on that. Got it cost you 80 cents a foot now. And he charged me, 67 or 8 cents a foot.
Looks all right to me,
Miss Deason. Well, then that goes right on that.
Okay. You got your labor on here and everything?
It's on the top.
Let me tell you, I got a little of this screen wire to patch that wire with on there, and he let me.
What are you going
to
do? Unbraid it and sew it in?
Yeah, I guess. And he let me have his little
nippers.
And Lord have mercy, Mr. Eastman, there's no comparison in them and what I've got.
Yeah.
You see, I have to work hard to cut with mine. And his is just little bitty old things, and they just nip it away. Does yours work easy like that?
Well, my mind cuts easy on this kind of stuff. This stuff here don't cut very hard.
Well, his was sort of just wasn't very long.
Yeah. They're made purpose for cutting this stuff.
Yeah.
If you ain't got enough of this stuff, Christ, I got lots of it down home.
Yeah.
You know, where I cut off and...
I'm telling you, those little nippers they cut.
They were real honeys, huh?
Let me tell you, Mr. Eastman, while I make this out.
It's on the back. Yeah.
You look at, I won't.
Hey, where you get this 6 hours of labor?
Huh?
Well, you get this 6 hours of labor.
Today?
Oh.
Six.
I didn't see it any other place. Okay, 43441. Okay.
Miss Eastman?
I thought you meant.
Let me tell you, I'll have to study this a little bit. I'll just write it out the way you've got
it. What do you want?
I want you to tell Fay about that fellow with the 10 kids back there.
That what?
I want you to tell Fay about that fellow with the 10 kids back there.
The 10 children.
Oh. This colored fellow down there. I was there to put him in a new pump. And Jesus, they had kids, you know, that is just toddle, and that's all from that right on up. About 10 years old. I says to him, are these young folks all yours? Yes, sir. He says, you know, the funny thing, I was married 10 years, no babies. Everybody laughing at me, he says, what's the matter, no babies? What's the matter, no babies? Jesus, he says, you know, all at once, he says, Jesus, she started right in. He says, 10 years, he says, a baby every year. God, he says, I couldn't shut it off. Jesus, I laughed.
Now where'd you run into it, Miss Eastman?
Johnny Palmer sent me over there to put a new water pump on.
Oh, a new one. Yeah.
Yeah, the old water pump went kerflooey, and John sent me over there to put a new one on.
You think he could pay for it?
Huh? Did he pay for it?
You think he could?
I think so.
Well, you didn't have to worry about that.
No, John paid me.
John paid you.
He sold him the pump so much installed, see?
Yeah. And he got enough room over there.
Yeah, Jesus, I'm kidding, you know, I was in there one day fixing some lights in the house, and she had just fried a whole bunch of fish. Jesus, them kids are sitting all around the damn floor, you know. And they're sitting right down. Just like this with a plate down here, you know. And all they had was fish. I didn't see another damn thing. But they sat there, you know, and they were picking the bones out, you know, and eating fish with their fingers just like that. Yeah, man, you know. It does a fella good to get into a place and see them eat like that, you know. And you know they're enjoying every bit of it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Every bite tastes good.
Yes, yeah. Sir, every bite tastes good. Yeah.
No fuss about it.
No fuss about it or no nothing.
Well, you see what you do, Mr. Eastman. You sit down at that table and you just shovel it in right there, and first thing you know, you're up and going.
Yeah.
You ought to sit down.
It's tickling to see that little kid sitting down.
Well,
they're all sitting around there.
Yeah. You see, you ought to be sitting around down there on the floor and picking out some of that fish with your fingers, and you see, it'll taste a whole lot better, wouldn't it?
Yeah. A great little kid.
Let me see. Mister.
You say something to them, you know, and boy, and their eyes would sparkle. I took them over a bag of candy once. My God, you'd ought to see them kids' eyes sparkle.
Where'd you take them?
Huh?
Where did you take them?
Oh, I don't know, just some little penny stuff there and one thing. Jesus.
Yeah.
They bagged it up to be all.
You know, this,
that's crazy.
You don't, this stuff here, you don't care for, you never eat any candy.
Not too much.
Well, if you had some of this, that'd be something you could give the kids. Maybe you saw that truck down there. He really hit that truck on the side. I didn't know he had a little running board right in the middle between the back fender and the door.
Oh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of outfit is that, Mr. Eastman?
Huh?
What kind of outfit is that truck of his? He's got that little running board between the
Well, that's what they call the short wheelbase truck, see? But, mine is what they call the deluxe.
Yeah.
See, it's a double box on there, and everything is all smooth on the outside, see?
Yes.
And he's got the running board on there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I declare.
So old John, he'll have to buy him a new truck pretty quick.
Mr. Eastman, don't you ever get caught with these bills that people won't pay you? Now you see, suppose I just didn't pay you for this.
Well,
look at all this that you've got invested. I was afraid. See, I saw that over here, 6 hours labor. I said, Lord, help us. Mr. Eastman hadn't put down his labor.
Yeah.
Then I see you put it over.
Put
here.
It all on every day.
I see.
Oh, I got one now down there. I put in an entrance in the post office building on the side there for that club.
Yeah.
Well, they moved out, you see.
Yeah.
And now old Ritten, he don't want to pay for the entrance in there.
Yeah.
Well, one of them fellas is going to pay it.
Yeah.
The fellow that got me to go ahead and put it in there, he's responsible for it, see? So that I'm not worried about the money too much there. Evelyn, she hollers like hell about it there, but I think that Ritten will pay before he gets around to it there. Because I tell you, he paid part of it. And when he paid part of it, he acknowledged that he owed it.
Well, Mr. Eastman, you see, down there, a man can't hardly afford not to pay his bills, because you see, the word gets out so fast.
Yeah.
So you just can't keep that secret, can you?
Well, you see, he's been disagreeable as the old Harry with the post office department, see?
Yeah.
So they're going to have a new post office built.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're quitting him the 1st of September.
Yeah.
They're supposed to have a new post office building by the 1st of September.
Yeah.
So, I don't know just how he is going to make out.
Yeah. Well?
Jan was going to build a new one down there, but he was going to build it big enough so that his son could have a barber shop in one end of it and a real estate office. Well, the government won't stand for that. Their post office has got to be one building.
Oh, really?
Nothing more.
Is that right? Yeah.
So I don't know how they are going to come out. They put in a bid on it there, you know, for to build the building and one thing and another, and their rent and one thing. And then the government wouldn't accept their bid.
Yeah.
That is, they wouldn't, it ain't really their bid, it's their specifications.
Yeah. Mr.
Because the post office, you build a building and then they rent it from you, see? They don't own any of these little post office buildings anywhere around. Just the big city buildings is all that they own.
I see. Yeah.
All these little ones here, they rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, down here to McIntosh, May Waters owns that building.
Oh, does she? Yeah. What in the world would she do with that if the post office was to move out? That's a nice little building, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can she live on the rent from that?
Well, no, she's got other property around.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, old Wallace Waters there had quite a little money.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, he had some money. Well, how do you ever get hold of it, Mr. Eastman?
Well, he worked in the post office for years.
Yes.
and rented the building to them.
Yeah.
Rented the old building, see?
Oh, I see.
And him and her both worked in there.
Oh.
They both worked in the post office.
Yeah. Oh, gee whiz. Gee whiz. I've not seen that before. That's really going the whole hog, ain't it?
Yeah.
Do you work for her now?
Huh?
Do you do any work for her now?
Some, yeah.
She got a nice house. That house she lives in, that's right nice. I don't guess it's worth very much, but it's a nice house. How was the auction the other night, Miss Eason?
Pretty good.
Any more watches?
Yeah. These are sold a damn nice one. I run it up to $18.
Yeah.
I thought if I got it, I'd bring it up and show it to you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have one.
It was a nice watch.
Yeah.
They sold a lathe down there, a metal lathe, you know. Geez, it was about 7-8 feet long. A damn nice lathe. Well, I run it up to $150, and the fella paid $160 and got it.
Yeah.
I should have hit it 2-3 more times.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have a lathe?
No. Then a month or so ago, this same fellow, his name is Perry. He lives there in McIntosh. He bought that Caldwell apartment building there and rents it out. There's, I don't know, 4 or 5 apartments in there that he rents. Well, I don't know. He's a great friend of Reddick's up there to that hardware.
Mm-hmm.
They come from the same place up in New York.
Yeah.
And they were neighbors up there, and that's how Perry come down here. Reddick was down here, and Perry come down and bought that. But I don't know. I don't just like him like I do Reddick. Reddick, I kind of like Reddick, but...
Yeah. Well, you know Reddick's folks and all.
Yeah. But Perry, I don't... like him too good. Well, he's the one that bought the lathe. And if I'd known that he was the one that's bidding on it, by Jesus, he'd have paid for it. Don't think he wouldn't.
Oh!
Because here, 5-6 weeks ago, they had one of these land surveyors level, you know, and Jesus, they cost $200. And them transits.
Yeah.
By God, I run that up to $60, and he bought it, $65. Well, geez, you know, that thing there was worth $200.
Yeah.
And geez, it was brand new.
Yeah.
Of course, this lathe had been used, but that transit there was brand new.
Yeah. Well, it just used enough to break it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just like these automobiles. If you could get one used enough where somebody had broke it in good,
yeah,
it'd be better than brand new, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We had a fellow up home, geez, he had all kinds of money. And he told me one day that he never owned a new automobile. He always looked around and he'd buy one secondhand that somebody used and or had and not misused, you know.
Yeah.
And he'd take and go ahead and buy it.
Yeah.
They had a nice antique stand down there Saturday night. It was round, and it was probably that big around. And then they, I don't know, do they call that a collar that goes around on the bottom of the top?
Yeah.
I don't know what they do call that band. But that was about that wide, right straight around on it there. And then there was a draw that went in and out. Geez, you know, that was a beautiful piece of furniture.
Oh.
And by golly, you know, it only brought $20.
Mr. Eastman.
Yeah.
Round table.
Yeah, I was a nut that I didn't buy it, but God, I ain't got no place to put it, see?
Yeah.
Or I was a nut that I didn't run it up. I might not have got it, but I got to run it up a ways. But you know, just as quick as they sold that, they quit the auction.
All right.
That's the way they do. When they run something in there, they run a couple articles in that don't bring anywhere near what they think it's worth. But they stop the auction right off quick.
You know, I tell you what you could do. I believe you could find room for it out here in this trailer.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, I'll bet I'd have bought it.
Gee, that was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And it had the polish on it, you know, and geez, it shine, and you take it, and them ceiling lights down there shine down onto it, you know, and geez, it really did shine, right?
Well, all you got to do down there is just sit around and wait till your opportunity comes.
Yeah.
Is that it? And look those things over. The only thing, Mr. Eastman, the only thing with me is, if I bought something, I just wouldn't have any use for it.
Yeah? Well, I don't know. Now, they had, 2 weeks ago, they had an organ down there. I think it brought $225, one of them old-fashioned pump organs, you know. And Saturday night, they had one down there that, well, it might have been just as good an organ and in just as good a condition. I don't know, but it didn't look as nice on the outside. See, it didn't have the finish on it that the other one had. And the other one there had quite a tall top on it, you know. And I don't know, but it had a mirror in the top of it, too.
Yeah.
But this one here didn't come up too high. It wasn't only about that high, about that much higher than the keyboard, see? Jesus, that brought $250.
Yeah.
And that Reddick up there bought that.
Is that right?
But 2 weeks ago, Reddick wasn't there when they sold the organ, so somebody else got it.
Well, got the money to pay for it.
Yeah, but Reddick up there, you know, he bought them girls one of them nice, I don't know whether it's a Wurlitzer organ or what, but it's a, Lois Dixon told me it was a beautiful thing.
Oh.
And then she gives the woman and the girls lessons on it.
Yeah. Oh, she can teach the organ, too.
And she goes up there and gives the lessons up there, because she hasn't got any organ to give lessons on down there.
Miss Eastman, what are you going to be doing now? You ought to take a vacation.
Jesus, I got so damn many jobs that looking at me in the face, I don't know which one to do first.
Are you going to take the long ones or the short ones first?
God, I don't know.
Got this one just under the wire.
They'll be in tomorrow. It's supposed to be in today. Miss Eastman, which would you rather do? But you get a job and you think it's a short one, but it...
Well, sometimes they run longer than what you figure on.
How long do you think you'd be up here?
Oh, geez, 2 or 3 days.
At the most.
Jesus and I work right along, too.
You sure did. You didn't waste any time.
Jesus, I don't know. It takes a lot longer than what you figure on. Old Joe Boyk, he wants a new roof put on his house. Over there is J.O. Cabins, and one of them cabins over there has got to have a new roof put on it. McNeely up there, he's got, they got a big trailer that comes clear out here, and then another trailer that comes only halfway. And well, this in here, he wants a porch built in there. And then I got a whole slew of little jobs.
Yeah.
Lois Dixon wants her house painted.
Huh?
Lois wants her house painted.
Well, I thought you did that.
No, I ain't done it yet. I got done that outside there, the kitchen part that faces the road. That's the worst part of the house.
Yeah.
She's been taking on one to get that painted.
Well, I thought you did that the other day.
No, I finally told her that I would come and do it.
Mr. Eastman, I don't know when you're gonna get started on that book we were talking about, the good old days.
I don't know. I gotta get started on that one these days.
Well, now the thing about you is, once you get started on anything, you turn it out. You can write out some and talk it out some. That milk oil is the best thing.
Yeah, that ought to be put in.
That's rich.
And the what?
That milk oil. Milk oil.
Yeah.
Because
you've got so many of those eggheads up there, you see, that you worked with.
Yeah.
You could just all of them's interesting, you see. Like that fellow you was talking about who swung you around in the dance place. You know, that's the first time you ever mentioned that dancing.
Yeah?
I don't ever remember that.
Then you wait a minute. Did I ever show you that